How do you brainstorm, design, and launch a new clothing brand from scratch? And how about when you've got a day job? Phil James is a professional photographer and filmmaker, and along with his friend, the creative director James Cowdell, the two set out to develop a functional and stylish workwear brand that they called N-Sons, with a product line that's head to toe, or as they tell it, cap to boot. But from crowdfunding to a pop-up, what were their secrets to getting the brand off the ground? This is Eureka. I'm Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week we bring you one entrepreneur's story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, James and Phil tell their story.
Hi, I'm Phil James. I sort of came up with the idea of N-Sons.
Hi, I'm James Cowdell, and I sort of came into N-Sons a little while on from when Phil founded it.
I went to art college, basically, though, straight out of school. I've always been into sort of the creative side of things. Thought I was going to be an illustrator, did a foundation course that included photography. Really liked the sort of immediacy of, you know, rather than spending a week on an illustration, I could get a photograph back, you know, within an hour. Yeah, from there I went to photography college, got into photography, advertising, started with the Prince's Trust in 93. Fast forward to now, so 20 odd years later, I'm still an advertising photographer. I've got a production company called Shadowplay, but I always wanted to do clothes, so that's why I started N-Sons.
I was asked to leave sixth form after about 3 months because they just didn't feel it was quite right for me. But similar to Phil in the sense of always creative, doing a lot of art and design at school. And I went into Reaper Graphics, which was sort of the in-between print and design, fixing designers' work essentially. And realised I enjoyed the design side of things. So attempted to get jobs, but without any qualifications, you just get bounced out the door. So thought at 19 the right idea to do was to set up an agency with zero experience and very little knowledge, to be honest. So I had an agency for 3 years and learnt a lot, and then set up my current agency 10 years ago, which is a branding and creative agency. So we use Shadowplay for any sort of CGI work, photography work, and we just got working together. Mm. We see each other outside of work now and became friends. And yeah, it sort of went from there, really. So, you know, Phil approached me with the N-Sons idea about 2 years ago, I think.
I think it's the beginning of my midlife crisis, I think. basically, I'm one of those people that sort of has an idea and then I'll register a URL and then think, I'll do that one day, and then you never get around to it. But this is one of those things that kept sort of niggling away. I mean, the name came about from seeing, I think I was on a location shoot and I saw this old sort of workshop that was all run down and beaten up, and the sign was quite dilapidated, but it only had the N-Sons on the end, not the beginning. And I thought, well, that's quite intriguing in that you could always attach any name. From a collab point of view, you could always be something N-Sons. And I've also got two sons, so I thought it was quite relevant. So I thought, I know, I'll start with a logo. And that's when I first spoke to James and said, I've got this idea, quite sort of vintage, but sort of timeless looking. Here we go. And then we started with the logo from there. I always knew it'd be clothes, I think. I've always kind of been into clothes and my sort of job. Certain things I can't wear because it's quite, sometimes I'm lying down on the floor shooting or up a ladder or whatever, so I have to wear quite sort of hard wearing clothes. So I always thought that fit, because it's quite sort of, sounds quite in the past and sounds, that it would work well with workwear.
I do believe Phil came up with the idea of clothes for pioneers, but it does fit very well with a model that I use within branding. And the idea of pioneers being those that think outside the box, other than the likes of settlers who stay very inward and don't like change. So this not only is for the type of customer that we have, but also for us as individuals is trying something new and doing something different. And I think as entrepreneurs, I think we both call ourselves entrepreneurs in that that's what we do very regularly. So it fitted.
It wasn't a case of I need to find another money-making scheme. It was just a passion thing. I thought the sort of reason that I came up with the layered outfit was because I was looking on about 10 different websites to get a kind of look that I liked. It's quite sort of 50s, but also quite hard-wearing and also with some sort of modern touches. But I say I was trawling for ages to try and find all these different elements. And that's when I thought, well, what if that look, you could find that look on one website, and it was a layered sort of classic look, so it wasn't following seasonal changes. You could pare it down to a t-shirt in the summer, build it up to a waistcoat as the weather changes, then a cardigan and then a jacket and then a Baker Boy cap. But I wanted to do a whole outfit, which is why we did from cap to boot, which is what I keep getting laughed at by James all the time when I say it. Instead of head to toe, cap to boot.
It's probably one of the most challenging industries to try and get into. And from our point of view, even though we work within the fashion industry for clients, as our own thing, it was quite daunting. So we thought, well, how do we not only gather funds, which is the main focus of it, was more to the point of looking at, do people want to buy this? So we've sat and talked about the product and we love it, but do other people love it? So Kickstart was a great way of just introducing it to the world and seeing whether people did want to get behind it and support it. And yeah, it was a huge focus group, wasn't it, really?
I kind of always thought of it as Antsans as being like a general store. I mean, as you know, there's quite a big move towards having a barbershop and a coffee shop and furniture and products and that kind of thing. I always wanted it to feel like a bit like a trading post in years gone by, where you could buy, you know, a pound of sugar and get a new jacket at the same time, that kind of thing. But that's obviously years away. We're just, you know, looking ahead, and that's the target, I guess.
From a mainstream point of view, I don't think it's going to be, you know, a high street brand. We see it to be select retailers that fall in line with the brand and feel part of it. And this idea of collaboration and partnership is a big focus for us. And of course, we've got the online side of things as well. But with clothing, I think it's just, you know, seeing that from the pop-up store, people coming in and feeling and touching the product and trying it on, you can't replicate that online. It's, with the best will in the world, you just can't.
Phil James and James Cowdell there on how they got inspired to launch their workwear brand and Sons. Tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. I'm with the founder of the iconic British luxury brand, Mulberry, who tells us about the ups and downs of entrepreneurship.
You actually are like a submarine as an entrepreneur. You spend a huge amount of time underwater and you take massive breaths and have to survive for a long time on the bottom, knowing that your moment will be when you can come up.
Eureka will be back next Friday. This episode was edited by Toby Hammond. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.